It all started with a comment on Facebook, and now Sackville has an online group dedicated to affordable housing solutions and a workshop scheduled for tonight to teach people about co-op housing, the solution in between renting and owning that removes housing from the world of profit and investment. Sackville has had a housing co-op for a bit over 3 decades now. The Marshwinds Housing Co-op has been in operation since 1990, nestled between Main Street and the Waterfowl Park. This past year, Mount Allison student Kate DeRoche took on the assignment of researching the story of Marshwinds. We took a walk around the co-op, and Kate shared some of what she learned in her research.
So yeah, how many people live in the Marshwinds Co-op?
It's 20 units, so I'm not sure exactly how many people. Like, some are families, some people live alone, but yeah, 20 units.
And it's not an apartment building at all, a number of different houses, but there's more than one unit per house, I guess, or per building.
Yeah, most of them are 2 units or 4 units together. Like, that big one there, I think, would be 4, and, like, that one, but then, you know, those ones would be 2.
It's quite, like, it kind of has a feeling of a little village.
Yeah, it definitely does. And I think, like, that's part of what makes it feel like such a tight-knit community is the architectural design of it. And one thing that that Bill pointed out was this path that we're on right here, the kind of central path, it's not like there's not a parking lot right in the middle, and most people don't even have driveways. Like, this, you know, that one does, but most of them, they park their cars over in the parking lot. So, like, this central kind of, it almost feels like a quad area where, like, you know, there's not like a road in between you and your neighbors. It's just like this little communal kind of space. And yeah, I think that helps to, like, foster that sense of community because you're not, like, broken up by a road or a parking lot.
And the beauty of this is that it's, you know, it was built affordable and it will remain affordable.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they have a certain number of, like, a set number of subsidized units versus unsubsidized. So the income mix will always remain the same. Yeah.
We talked about this being kind of a new, like, more of an unusual housing model that we don't see a lot of. I mean, what's your opinion after having, you know, studied this housing project here or this co-op housing project? Would you like to see more of this kind of thing?
I definitely would, yeah. I think a lot of people are so set in the ways of, like, ownership, and, like, you either own your own house or, like, your landlord owns your house and charges you to live there. But the idea of collective ownership, I think, is, like, outside of a lot of people's, you know, experience and, like, what they would imagine in terms of housing. But I think it's a really great style of living. Like, it kind of, yeah, I think that sense of community that it creates is really special. So I would definitely like to see more developments like this.
That was Mount Allison student researcher Kate DeRoche speaking about the Marshwinds Housing Co-op. You heard Kate refer to Bill. That's Bill Burrows, a longtime resident of the Marshwinds and current president of the board of directors.
Part of being in a co-op is you have to be involved in some kind of committee. Everyone has tasks to do. And 6 of the members are on the board of directors. And there are 2 other committees. There is finance and maintenance, and there is the membership committee.
Burroughs says the co-op also has a paid manager that makes sure bills get paid and things run smoothly according to the co-op's bylaws. Marshwinds members don't pay rent. They pay a housing charge, and it's a cost they vote on annually based on projections for repairs and other costs. The housing charge for 2 to 3 bedroom units at Marshwinds is affordable, clocking in at $625 to $675 per month. And for people on low incomes, there are confidential subsidized spots available through NB Housing. The co-op is a nonprofit, meaning members don't own their units individually, and so can't sell them to, say, profit from the current hot real estate market. Even if members voted to sell as a group, the Marshwinds bylaws require that proceeds from that sale go to a charity. But while they can't sell, members aren't subject to the pressures of the housing market, where prices tend to increase as properties change hands. They also have considerably more security than typical renters.
And that's one of the advantages of a co-op, the problems with renting. If the building changes hands, you could lose your housing if they don't, you know, the next owner doesn't want to have a renter. And that can't happen here. Once we're admitted, once you're in the co-op, the only way to really be dismissed from the co-op would be to not follow the rules consistently. But no, the place is yours for as long as you want to have it, as long as you follow the rules and you're active, some degree of activity.
The affordability and security of membership means that there is a long waiting list for Marsh Winds, and it goes back years.
Well, we cut it off at 50, and we did that 3 years ago. There's a waiting list of 50, and we have not taken any new applications since, 3 years now. And no one has left the co-op. When I applied 20 years ago, I waited 3 months. The last few people who have been admitted here probably waited 10 years.
This summer, the Marsh Winds will hit a milestone. The co-op will make the last payment on their mortgage in July, and so the membership will have decisions to make about the future of the 32-year-old project. The co-op recently replaced a couple of roofs with some grant funding and is now due to replace more. Whatever path gets taken will be a membership decision.
And we're currently engaging a company to do a building assessment of what needs to be done after all these years. And they will let us know, here are the things that need to be done. Here's what it will cost. And I think we will decide in the summer whether to remortgage and get things done or borrow money to get a big project done, or whether we'll just pay more each month to get things done slowly.
That's Bill Burrows, member and president of the Marsh Winds Housing Co-op in Sackville. Tonight on Zoom, the Memramcook Tantramar Community Task Force is hosting a community presentation and discussion on co-op housing to help lay some groundwork for a new potential co-op or co-ops. The session is happening in part due to recent discussions on social media of people noting the lack of available housing in Sackville and talking about possible solutions to that problem. Sackville resident Alice Cotton was part of those discussions and decided to formalize things in a Facebook group called the Tantramar Affordable Housing Initiative. I called up Cotton to find out more about what spurred her to form her group.
But I've also become just recently conscious of the difficulty, that people are having to find housing over the past few years. Pricing houses have gone up as well in the past couple of years, and it's been shocking. And I think that's had an influence on housing in general, availability and price. But I'll have to say that the thing that spurred me to do something was a comment from a friend who was speaking to me last Saturday at the farmers market. And she said that she had spoken to someone who had been involved in the Refugee Response Coalition. And she spoke to the person because she said, why don't we start it up again? And his response was essentially that it would be a disservice to offer, something that we don't have in Sackville, which is affordable housing options. So I thought, wow, that's pretty bad. You know, someone wants to do something to help and we can't. It would essentially be dishonest. And so I thought, well, I'm going to start a group and try to get a conversation going. So my Facebook group is called Tantramar Affordable Housing Initiative. Right now, there's an immediate pressing need for affordable housing for some of the most vulnerable people we have here who cannot necessarily advocate for co-op housing. And I think something needs to be done quickly. We've heard, of co-op councils that have converted existing buildings into affordable housing in Nova Scotia. And closer to home, Rising Tide in Moncton is finally creating units out of existing buildings. So they've somehow made that work. And so I'm just wondering, is there something in Sackville that we can purchase with funds and turn into housing quickly. The Tantramar Motel is for sale. 131 Main is for sale. Those buildings are both, I think, very interesting.
Marshlands Inn.
Marshlands Inn as well. That's right. So there are interesting buildings in town. And if we could get the funding, which maybe is one of the difficult things to do, perhaps those could be short-term solutions or things that could be worked on sooner than later. So that's why I started the group, and that's the thinking I have about the whole thing.
So the group, you've got about 50 members at the moment in the social media group, and you are, I guess, hoping to maybe get some things organized, just get some discussions going, and hopefully something organic grows out of there?
Yeah, exactly. So I have not set a meeting yet, but I've been offered free meeting space at Daybreak in the evenings. And so I was thinking of deciding on an evening or proposing various evenings and seeing what people would like after the presentation that we'll see on Tuesday about co-op housing. So I thought it'd be good to have something perhaps a week after that.
That was Sackville resident and coffee truck entrepreneur Alice Cotton.